The Women's Guide to Motorcycling by Linda Lahman. A motorcycle doesn't know if its rider is male or female, and the techniques of riding don't change based on sex. Riding instructors describe their female students as highly attentive, willing to listen, and even able to take feedback better than their male counterparts. So, why write a motorcycling book specifically for women? While there are bold, confident women who have taken up motorcycling without a second thought, more often than not, women describe a hesitation when it comes to motorcycling. Women riders often struggle with speaking up for themselves once they leave the practice course, finding instead that they give in to the demands and expectations of others. Women report lower confidence in their abilities and feelings of fear or anxiety when practicing the skills necessary to build that sense of confidence. What also becomes clear is that as women gain competence through practice, they find their voices. As a result, their confidence grows exponentially. And this growth isn't limited to the arena of motorcycling. Navigating U-turns, handling tight curves, and keeping the bike upright on uneven ground builds a sense of mastery for riding. And that sense of mastery carries over into many other areas of their lives. Whether they choose to ride solo, with partners, in groups of women, or with co-ed groups, once they experience the sense of personal empowerment that comes with safely navigating the intricacies of maneuvering a motorcycle, they describe being changed in ways they never imagined. The path of self-discovery can take many unexpected twists and turns, and often a rider's journey winds up being quite different from what she first envisioned.